This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Joe Biden said yesterday the U.S. combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year, an announcement that reflects the reality on the ground more than a major shift in U.S. policy.
To assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be by the end of the year in a combat mission.
The topic was brought up during a strategic dialogue between President Biden and the Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi inside the White House on Monday afternoon. Even before Mr. Biden took office, the main U.S. focus had been assisting Iraqi forces, not fighting on their behalf. And Mr. Biden did not say if he planned to reduce the number of troops in Iraq, now at about 2,500. The president said the U.S. military will continue to assist Iraq in its fight against the Islamic State Group, or ISIS. A joint U.S.-Iraq statement said the security relationship will be focused on training, advising, and intelligence sharing. Human Rights Watch has accused the Israeli military of carrying out attacks that apparently amount to war crimes during an 11-day war against the Hamas militant group in May. The International Human Rights Group issued its conclusions on Tuesday after investigating three Israeli airstrikes that it said killed 62 Palestinian civilians. It said there were no evident military targets in the vicinity of the attacks. The report also accused Palestinian militants of apparent war crimes by launching over 4,000 unguided rockets and mortars at Israeli population centers. China on Tuesday hailed Foreign Minister Wang Yi's meeting with visiting U.S. Secretary of State Wendy Sherman as a frank, in-depth, and constructive one, while warning the U.S. not to cross its bottom lines. During the two-day talks, China issued a long list of demands and complaints. This is VOA.